Well, I'd like to officially call the meeting to order, and then I would like to thank everyone for attending not only on time, but the fact that we've only taken 3 minutes to reach quorum is a really, really big deal. So again, thank you everyone for joining us today. I'd like to ask for a motion to accept the agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oppose? Abstain. Thank you. So moved. I would like to ask for an approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of April 8th.
So moved. I'm sorry, Professor Yearwood.
Yes.
I know we disapproved of the agenda. Would I be able to amend it still?
What would you like to add?
Can I add an announcement? An acknowledgement of Eid today?
Well, we're going
to
be
making
you. We'll have a section for announcements, and I will direct the floor to you, at the appropriate time. So no, we don't have to change that. Okay, perfect. So I think I was asking for an approval of the minutes dated the 8th of April.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain. Thank you. And with that, I do come into announcements, and I would like to, before I open the floor, I would like to open the floor to President Wu.
But did you say first announcements? Is that what?
Oh, yeah, that's you. You're on.
Oh, okay, it's me. All right, so I'll go ahead and start. Thank you. I want to express appreciation to everyone for their resilience, their adaptation, and positive spirit. And I look forward to cooperating even more with the Senate. There are a number of things that I thought would be important to touch upon. But let me just start by saying that we all want, as we reemerge from now 15 months of lockdown for some of us, as the world is starting to reopen, we want to do this in a smart and safe way. You probably saw the CDC has new guidance now on face masks and social distancing for people who are fully vaccinated. And I know that it's a little awkward. We're in this intermediate phase right now. We're no longer just sitting in our homes, not even venturing out, but we're not at a point where everyone's yet vaccinated. There's still variants. And I know that there's still people who are suffering from long haul COVID-19. And some people are still catching it. So I'm very mindful of that. I hear from stakeholders every day, especially students. And I'll just be honest with you what I'm hearing. I'm going to estimate it's 50-50 of the folks who are a little bit angry. That tends to be the people writing me. What I mean by 50-50 is about as many people are eager to come right back right now. No face mask, no social distancing, no contact tracing, no apps, no rules. And they want to know, how come I won't let them do that? You know, and their view is, I'm not the boss of them. Then there's an equal number whose view is they have an immunity issue, or someone they live with does, or they're not just vaccine hesitant, they're vaccine refusing. They, for whatever reason it is, and some of them articulate a reason, and some of them have the view it's just none of my business what their reason is, they're not going to get the shot no matter who tells them to. So it's balanced. This is not, I know, social science. Some of you are either students studying social science or you're professors of social science. This is not a scientific survey. It's just my impression from my email inbox that there's a balance now and there's a mix. And just talking to folks, I know people have different comfort levels. It depends on your own assessment of things and your health and the other issues. So you likely have seen, though, that Governor Cuomo this week announced, and I'm going to put it very clearly and concisely, that for CUNY students coming on campus, vaccines will be mandatory. Let me say that again. For CUNY students, same is true of SUNY. for CUNY students coming on campus, you must be vaccinated. Now, there's a little asterisk there. There's some legal hoops that have to be jumped through that have to do with the vaccines no longer being authorized only for emergency use. But it's our expectation that in the fall, if you are a student and on campus, you must be vaccinated. In addition, if you are vaccinated, you won't have to be tested. Conversely, if you're not vaccinated, you will need to be tested on campus. And we're looking at, do we differentiate some spaces on campus or different programs so that it's a vaccine, people who are vaccinated only, and if you're not vaccinated, you won't be able to join. And as you know, CUNY has a Vax Up campaign. We were a pop-up site a few weeks ago for the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine. I took that myself. I'm fully vaccinated. And I know that just my saying this, for some folks, for understandable reasons, who are anxious about the vaccine, we need to think about what's an effective message or what's an effective messenger. Even if you believe in the vaccine, probably every one of us on the Zoom, we've got a cousin who doesn't. So I ask for your help and your input. How can we reach folks in a thoughtful, sensitive way? You know, I think telling people they're stupid, that's not effective. And that's not how I go about things. You can't just berate people and think that they're going to go get vaccinated. But let me say one more time, Governor Cuomo has announced the policy for the fall. If you are a CUNY student and you want to be on campus for whatever reason, you will need to be vaccinated. And for everyone, if you're not vaccinated, you will need to be tested on campus, and we'll look at further differentiation for the public good. Chancellor Felix V. Matos Rodriguez has set an aspiration for working toward this, and I want to thank everyone, especially the faculty, because I know this is disruptive, that we'll be 60-40. This is a goal that we're working toward as we reemerge into normalcy. The 60 would be classes that are in person or hybrid. The 40 would be classes that are online. Now, it's important to emphasize this offers options, because I know that some students, they yearn to be in person. They want to be on campus. They want to interact with their friends. They want to be mentored by teachers. They want to be in the labs and in the studios, and others don't. And sometimes this depends not only on the health considerations, but it depends on childcare, whether you have to work two jobs or take two buses. And we need to adapt more generally. Even in 2022, 2023 and beyond, my hope is that we'll offer students the options that work for them so they can get educated, get trained, and go out in the world and do great things. So our goal that we're working toward in a positive way is 60-40. Now, that's not set in stone. It's not something where if you don't meet it, there'll be some terrible consequence. We need to make an effort working together. And I know that to work together here too, I can't say you're stupid if you don't. I have to persuade you or show you that it's in your interest and our shared interest, and most of all, for the benefit of the students. CUNY also announced just earlier today, some of you may not have received this memo yet, but it is now out, that there's an August 2nd return to work date for all staff. We will be sending additional guidance. One of the things that I work very hard to do, or rather one of the things I work hard not to do, is send signals that are confusing or contradictory. So we're not going to get out in front of where we are with CUNY policy, but there is something that you might not know that I should say. Return to work on August 2nd does not mean that everyone's just going to show up. That is not what we are doing, all right? And that's consistent with CUNY policy. It will be a proportion less than that, and we're working on appropriate communications with everyone who's involved. And this will be based on the needs of our students and on safety. We are not, all right? You know how sometimes you say something and people miss the not? So I'm just saying again, not. We are not telling everyone that they need to show up on August 2nd. That is not the message. It is the message that August 2nd is a return to work date, but We'll look at exactly how to structure this. And there is also, some of you might not know this, you can find it, this is public. So again, what I'm saying is consistent with CUNY central policy. So I don't want anyone to think that Queens College has just run off and done something on its own or that I've done that. There's a new work from home and flex time policy. It's available to you on the website. And if you're employed by CUNY in any capacity, if you're employed at Queens College, right? So this doesn't apply to the students. Take a look at that. It's again, subject to the needs of the institution, especially our students, but it is much more permissive than in the past. And I've said, and I'll say again, that within the policy and subject to discussions with supervisors, I do really want to be supportive because I think it's principled and pragmatic. It's in the best interest of the institution. It's the right thing to do. We'll find that it helps all of us as we return. And this is also something that I think it's not just for now. It might be 2022 or 2023, and we'll have some greater ability to work in different modalities. Sometimes we'll be in the office, sometimes we won't. It depends on what the nature of our job is and our discussions with our supervisor. And sometimes for meetings, some people will be there and some people will be Zooming in, right? Attendance at convenings such as the Senate, is the attendance rate's gone way up, right? Because you can be comfortable at home and still participate. I know it's not the same, and I don't want you to think I'm saying that, because I really do want to meet all of you. So many of you I've never met. Our Student Association presidents, Zahir Kulat, she and I passed one another the other day, and she didn't even know who I was, but then she turned around because she realized that maybe we could say hello for the first time, and we did, and it was terrific to see her. We're wearing face masks, we've done the app, we're appropriately on campus, but it's just better to be able to walk down the hall and say hi to folks. So I think I've covered the announcements that have come. There will be more to be issued about the social distancing and the face masks. And we know people have concerns about ventilation. We'll have both briefings and listening sessions. So the briefings are where we talk about what we're doing. The listening sessions are just that. I'll shut up and we'll just listen, because I know that people need and deserve an opportunity to express themselves about everything that it's on their minds about all of this. And so I know that ventilation is a big deal. It is for me, just as it is for you. I face the health issues that some of you face and have felt the frustration that we've all felt. We'll also be, and I'll just mention this, once our plan is submitted and in accordance with CUNY policy union contacting our labor designee, who's the general counsel, Sandy Kirkhoff, conducting walkthroughs, official walkthroughs. So I do want you to know that not only are we willing to do that, we welcome that, and I'll look forward to doing that. We'll follow the science, and I know following the science also means understanding that science sometimes isn't black and white. The best scientists will tell you that sometimes it's probabilities. Maybe it's all probability. We might not live in a world that's strictly deterministic in every way. So sometimes we'll have to use our best judgment, but I will be an advocate for your safety. We haven't had no campus spread. I'm not bragging, I just want you to know that though there's been community spread, and I know that COVID has affected all of us, the campus spread, really, we can thank one another. So I'm praising all of you for really having helped guide us through. So we've survived. Now with the strategic plan, we'll thrive. So thank you so much, Simone, for allotting me some time to go over this. I'm happy to take any questions if there are some. I know it's a lot of change and it's coming fast. So we're in this together, and we will land this plane safely and then continue on our journeys.
President Wu, because we have two sessions, I prefer we not do questions, but what I have done is in the chat, as I hit return, I've submitted the link for tonight's town hall.
Oh, yes. Okay, great.
So there's a town hall tonight at 5 p.m. If you open up that link or copy that link, you can come in and there will be plenty of time, and it's specific to reopening plan, so it's very timely.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so thank you, President Wu.
All right, thank you.
Yes, Zaire, I'll yield the floor to you, and then I'll open it up to anyone else.
Thank you. Thank you very much, President Wu, for that correspondence. That interaction was very funny, and I'll never forget it. So I just wanted to say Eid Mubarak to everyone celebrating Eid today. A few of our senators are observing today and unable to make it, but we do have a few that are also here. We want to thank and acknowledge the college's communication to the campus community in acknowledgement of Eid. And next year, we hope we can have Eid off as a community, so our students don't miss out on important school events like this meeting and school assignments. It has also been brought to our attention that some professors have not been accommodating this year to these students in email communication, and we hope next year this can be rectified. Again, Eid Mubarak, and a special thank you to the students who are observing and still attended today. That's all. Thank you.
Zaire, thank you. Thank you so much. Any other announcements?
Hi, Simone. I have an announcement.
Yes, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you. Hi, I'm Jennifer Vallad. I'm the adjunct at large senator. I'm here on behalf of Division 5, which is under Associate Provost Ava Fernandez, specifically Taruna Sadhu. I would like to make an announcement about the CUNY Recovery Corps. So the CUNY Recovery Corps is a partnership between CUNY and New York City, which will allow 5,000 CUNY students to join efforts to meet the challenges faced by our communities, small businesses, public health organizations, community-based nonprofits, schools, universities, and beyond during the COVID-19 pandemic. As part of the Recovery Corps, Queens College specifically will be launching the Welcome Corps, where a small group of the Recovery Corps students will be involved in getting the campus ready for the fall semester. So we are proud to announce that Queens College has already over 600 applicants from our students, both incoming and current students. Currently, we are recruiting for partner sites, both on campus for the Welcome Corps and off campus for the remaining Recovery Corps. So if you are part of a department at Queens College who could use some interns this summer, or if you know any New York State companies who may be in need of interns as well, please fill out the interest form that I'm going to put in the chat, and then you will hear from Taruna. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Jeffrey Greenberg.
Hi, I just want to announce that opening tonight is the production of 365 plays and 365 days by the Drama Theater Dance Department. I just put in the chat a link to where you can get tickets for it. You can also find a link on our department website, on the college website. And, you know, hopefully you will all watch it. It will be on demand once you buy tickets, so you don't have to watch it at any specific time. You'll have a 10-day window where you can watch it between now and the 23rd. As you may know, we just finished doing our annual student choreographed dance show, in which three of the performances in that, three of the pieces, were actually streamed live from the Goldstein Theater each night. And we were able to do that safely with everyone coming together on campus. I thank President Wu for coming by and visiting us during one of our technical rehearsals, and also providing the introduction to the show that was also streamed. So hopefully you'll all support all the students who worked really hard over the course of the last semester making this show, and our department, which desperately needs your support. So thanks.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Okay, I don't see any hands. So before we move on to our next item, I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank everyone for their participation in this journey that I've traveled on for the last 2 years. This is my last session of 2020-2021. And I appreciate you all so much. And I'm looking forward to working with you all as we move forward in the future. So thank you all so much. So with that, I'm going to move on. If there are no more announcements and I do not see any hands, I'm going to move on to special motions, which there are none. And so the next agenda item is the UCC, the committee reports. UCC?
Yes. Before I move the minutes, I'd like to correct a typographical error in the minutes. The first item under general education says Media Studies 250. It should be Middle Eastern Studies, MES 250, Literatures from the Islamic World that we're proposing for the college option literature requirement. Sorry for that. And with that, I'd like to move the minutes of the April 8th UCC meeting and ask for unanimous consent.
Motion? I'm sorry. Are there any objections? I lost myself. Any objections? Okay, seeing none?
Adopted.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Well, the GCC report.
Yeah, on behalf of GCC, I move for unanimous consent of the meeting minutes dated April 7th, 2021.
Any objections? Okay, seeing none, adopted. Thank you, Ping. And now I'm gonna share my screen because this just went out. And before I pass the floor to Pesci, I'd like to just personally and professionally and on behalf of myself, the executive committee, the Senate, thank you and your group, because I know this was tedious and somehow miraculously you managed to get it done and it is so appreciated. So with that, I will pass the floor to the nominating committee chair.
Hi, this is Peixi. Thank you so much. And I wanna thank my committee members too, because we had over 40 nominees. And there are two search committees, and then we have people who are applying for the regular committees. So it was a lot to sort it through. And then it's like this time of the school year, everybody is overwhelmed with many different things. So I want to thank my committee for taking the time and reviewing each of the nominees and submitting their votes. And we were able to reach quorum like this afternoon. And so that's why this was just submitted an hour before the meeting, before the Senate meeting. So, and I ask for your unanimous consent for these nominees.
Any objections?
Can I ask, when it comes to social sciences, who's on that? Because
I'm sorry. I'll open it again. That?
Can you clarify that? Who is on social sciences?
Let me open the report again.
So there are four faculty members on the committee, and then four students. And we try to be selective of, you know, a broader sort of a representation across different departments.
James, can you see, or would you like for me to read them off?
No. Who are the four students, though?
Four students are Sunny Chung, Matthew Rubin, Joshua Kim Sun, and Stephanie Zyfelka.
Okay, and who's the faculty member? Is there a faculty?
There are four faculty. That's David Gable, Patricia Rakal, Shi Song, Larissa Swedell.
But they're chairs of departments, right? Are they chairs?
I do not have that information.
I think so. Yes. In their applications, they wrote they were the chairs for various departments.
Isn't it a policy that we try to have at least one faculty member on these committees rather than chairs of the department?
All department chairs are faculty.
You consider all department chairs faculty?
They are.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question? May I ask a question? This is Renee.
Renee, I'm sorry, yes.
That's okay. So I just wanted, in terms of the vote, so that search committee would have 8 individuals. So there's no competition among candidacy. You're voting for this group of 8 people.
Right.
That's correct? Okay, thank you.
Right. And chairs are faculty. Yeah. So I believe there was a motion on the floor to unanimously accept the nominating committee report dated May 13th. Can I get a motion? Is there
any objection?
Any objections? I'm sorry, there was a motion. Any objections? Seeing none, adopted. Thank you. Thank you so much. So moving on to the next agenda item, and I need to scroll back up. We have no old business and we have no new business. So with that, I can officially thank everyone for your participation this academic year, and we are going to officially adjourn, but the new senators, please remain seated because we are going to officially adjourn this meeting, and we will need a few minutes to check quorum for our next meeting. So I appreciate you all. Have a great summer. Our students, I'm wishing you well on finals. I'm with you mentally. I'm with you. And for those graduating, congratulations. We're going to miss you. We had such a phenomenal bunch of student senators, and we're really going to miss you. So thank you and good luck. So adjourned.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Jeremy Saru, assistant professor in the library department, serving as president pro tempore. I am also here as chair of the elections committee and officially call the meeting to order. So our first order, I believe, is our elections report. Our first item, is that going to be shared on screen?
Yes, one moment.
Thank you, Brenda.
No problem. Hi, Simone. I need sharing rights, please. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes, we can see.
Okay.
So I ask to make amendments to the elections report, as there were corrections to it.
Yes. Okay, one moment. These are the edits.
Okay, thank you very much. I ask for unanimous consent to adopt the elections report as amended.
So moved.
Is there any objection?
Got it.
So moved.
Adopted.
Adopted. Thank you.
Go for the elections.
And our next order, I believe, is to get to holder of the chair.
I would like to nominate Kevin Ferguson.
I ask for unanimous consent. Any objections? Adopted?
Yep.
Do we move on to deputy holder of the chair or?
Yes, Kevin takes over.
Okay, Kevin.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, everyone. Very excited to take this opportunity. I know the first thing I'm supposed to say is I'm very pleased and honored to appoint Dave Fields as a parliamentarian and help continue guiding us. And thank you so much for Simone and Brenda's work. And I'll save the speechifying. So deputy holder of the chair, are there any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Emma Rector.
Zaya, can you put that in the chat so that we can record it appropriately?
Okay, Emma Richter, are there any objections?
Any other nominations?
Thank you, Dave.
Ask if there are other nominations.
Are there any other nominations?
Okay, now you can do it.
Hearing none, I ask for unanimous consent. Is there any objection? Seeing none, adopted. Okay, next, can I have ask for nominations for secretary?
I would like to nominate Jamal Mark.
Can you type that in the chat again? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear very well. Jamal Mark. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, I ask for unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, adopted. Next is the executive committee. Do we do nominations for, let's see, can I ask?
Kevin, I put two nominations in the chat.
Thank you, Stephen. So I see Stephen has nominated Simone Yearwood and Barbara Moore, the executive committee.
I would like to nominate Stephen Grover.
I would like to nominate Teresa Girl and Anne Magdalene.
Thank you, Barbara. Can you type those into the chat as well?
Yes. Sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Ask if there are more nominations.
Well, thank you, Dave. While Barbara's typing those, are there other nominations? Are there more nominations?
Are you accepting the third student nomination at this time?
We're going to do the Dave, can you confirm? Do we do students separate from faculty?
Yes, students separate.
So these are the, I think there are five.
Five nominations students.
plus the chair. Okay, so. Okay.
Move unanimous consent of the slate.
Thank you. I move unanimous consent for these five members. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is adopted. And now we'll move on to the student nominations.
There's one more seat. There's only one student seat left.
I see, that's right. Are there any? Yes, let's see, Emma.
Hi, I'd like to nominate Sufia Tahirkhani for Math and Natural Sciences.
Thank you, would you type the name into the chat?
One moment, please.
Thank you.
This is the student seat.
Can I ask for confirmation that this, that Emma, you are making a nomination to the executive committee? This is a seat on the executive committee. So there's one additional student seat on the executive committee.
I'm sorry, I meant to nominate for.
Okay, so you'll rescind your nomination until the appropriate time.
Withdraw.
Yes, my withdraw. Deepest apologies.
Thank you.
I'd like to nominate Rita Zaidi.
Thank you, Zaire. Rita Zaidi, are there other nominations?
Move unanimous consent.
Move unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion is adopted.
Okay, executive committee is done.
So moving on to nominating committee.
Hi. This is Peixi Wang. I would like to nominate myself for the nominating committee. I've been serving on this committee for 3 years.
Thank you, Peixi.
Which seat?
Nominating committee. I've been serving as the chair for the last 3 years.
Yeah, education. But education.
Education.
Okay. Education. Right. Sorry.
Okay. Ask if there are any other education nominees.
Are there any other education nominees?
Move unanimous consent.
Do we do these one by one, Dave?
Yes, because they're all different.
I see. I move unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is adopted. Are there nominations for at large? Are there any nominations for math and natural sciences? And are there any nominations for or from the social sciences? Okay, so do we move on to students next?
Yes.
Are there any nominations? Let's do these in the sort of the same way. Are there any nominations from students for the education seat? Are there any nominations for social sciences?
I would like to self-nominate. Can I do that?
You can nominate, yes.
Okay, because I'm not a senator.
Oh, you're not a senator. No, you can't nominate.
Okay, sounds good. Can I nominate Gerlene Wilbury? Charity self-nominated, sorry.
Are there any other nominations? For social sciences? Seeing none, I ask for unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Okay, adopted. Next is, are there any nominations for math and natural sciences?
Yes, now I nominate Sophia Taherkani, my team.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you, Emma. Are there any other nominations for the math and natural sciences seat?
Move unanimous consent.
I move unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. And last, student at large seat. Are there any nominations? Okay, hearing none, I believe we are finished with our business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you all. I'm looking forward to working with you. Thank you for your work. And don't forget to get rest and drink water. Motion to adjourn.
Motion
I don't
to
need
adjourn.
A motion. Or do I?
Yeah, motion to adjourn.
Let's do it. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Any objection to adjourning? You got it.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Adopted. Stay safe, everyone.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Bye.